better than this. Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs, and Chris Schuber, and Logan the Cat from the Draft Network. And we are your hosts here on this Thursday episode of the show. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Kyle, good morning.
Somebody listening to the show probably just said out loud, who in the hell is Logan the Cat?
Imagine not knowing who Logan the Cat is.
But, you know, Chris always gets happy when I'm downstairs in my office and my cat Logan is like up on the desk or like rubbing his tail into my face when I'm trying to talk and recording. So I just wanted Chris to be aware that Logan is indeed sitting right next to me on the couch, just chilling as we do this Thursday morning reaction to the 2021 schedule release.
I have a piss off point when it comes to this schedule release.
Oh, good. I like that about you.
Have you seen the distribution of primetime games by team?
Yes. There's a lot of piss off points in here.
Yeah, but no piss off point is bigger to me than the disrespect for the Cleveland Browns coming off a great season. Kevin Stefanski, you know, coach of the year, Baker Mayfield, young star quarterback, Myles Garrett, potential defensive player of the year candidate, an improved roster, a team that I think is top three in the AFC. Kyle, they got three primetime games. They're in the same bucket as the Cardinals, the Titans, the Giants, Patriots, Chargers, and Washington football team. Three. They're in that category. I know that there's probably other teams that we could be mad about and where they are in this lexicon of quantity of primetime games. But if we could focus some venom directed towards the NFL for the disrespect of the Cleveland Browns.
Well, and I mean, let's be completely honest. The fact that it's the Cleveland Browns probably doesn't help their case, right? And the only way I mean that is this is a team that historically not been very good. They are a team who is in a smaller market in the grand scheme of metropolitan areas across the country. And those two things add up, and they don't have household name star power. They got Myles Garrett. They got, you know, Nick Chubb from a fantasy perspective is going to really move the needle. Odell Beckham is their biggest star, but he's somebody who hasn't really had the chance to live up to the standards his first couple years in the league when he's with the Giants. So I think all those things add up, and like, I get the league has to balance showcasing their best teams and talent versus network television ratings, but I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to watch either way.
Right. But see, that's, you kind of got into my argument that I really like with this is NFL. Like, let's tell people about the Browns, like showcase them, give them that opportunity to be in primetime. I mean, I tend to think that Chubb, Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney is a fair amount of star power. You know, like, I want to introduce this team to the nation. And
but you're not a casual fan.
Nobody here is a casual fan, so it's not like I could bounce that off of somebody. But I mean, and the other thing here is, man, look at this tier above. So you have the five tier, right? Five primetime games. You have the four primetime games, the three, the two, and one. In the four tier, the Bears, Vikings, Raiders, Colts, and Bills. Tell me Cleveland doesn't deserve a seat at that table. That's all I'm saying. Get them in that table.
They definitely do. Chris, you had something?
I guess my question is, like, what's a casual fan anymore in today's NFL? Like, it doesn't matter what the game is. Sunday night's always going to do well. Monday night's always going to do well. Like, there's a caked in number that no matter what two teams the NFL puts on those two slates, people are going to watch. So right. Really the extra on top is you want to draw in a certain market. Like, I just don't, the NFL is a ratings bonanza because they are live. You have to be there. You don't want to miss it. That's something that other television doesn't have. It's why live sports get the revenue that they do. And the NFL is always going to be king. So the NFL can in turn, I'll use a wrestling term, they can make their own stars. They can book their own teams to be extreme draws and be successful. When you see a team like Cleveland, give them a couple more primetime games. It's really not going to hurt you in the pocket. The deal's already signed.
Well, and Chris, to your point, to further the wrestling analogy, right? It's like when you have the hot new name on the circuit, you go above and beyond to pump gas into that and really blow them up. So, I mean, they got a Thursday game at home against Denver. They play on Christmas Day against the Packers. Even one of their three primetime games being a showcase against Denver is meh. Like who looks at that game on the schedule and says, oh yeah, let's get real excited about that one. But if you told me we were playing the Baltimore Ravens twice and the New England Patriots or one of the Pittsburgh Steelers, like there's plenty to look at and be like, these are the kind of showcases we're expecting. The Browns went on, I think it was a Thursday game last year against Cincinnati and had one of the more entertaining games in the season. So Chris, I agree with you that it's all caked in, but you know, just from a market perspective and household name and team recognition perspective, you know, that's why Cleveland is where they are. But there's a bunch of piss off points as far as distribution of primetime games, as far as I'm concerned.
Can I close the book on Cleveland here? Yeah. Week one, they do face Kansas City, 425, a CBS game, 425 Eastern time.
Somehow not a primetime game.
Well, are we thinking that's the Nance Romo pair, or do they go Miami, New England? Probably Cleveland, Kansas City, right?
Probably. I mean, it's a rematch of the divisional round of the AFC this past year. So yeah,
I would think so. All right, Kyle, tell us about your piss off point here next. I got to tell our friends about rockauto.com, which is a family business that's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why would you spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure you write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need over at rockauto.com. All right, Kyle, what beef do you have here on these primetime games?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Five primetime games. Sans Drew Brees.
Yep.
With either Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston serving as your starting quarterback. With all the talent that was whittled away at this team because of the salary cap issues that they had. Why? Why?
You know, I listened to a podcast that had one of the key schedule makers on it, and he was talking about crafting the schedule, and it surprised me how often he brought up New Orleans and talking about the distribution of primetime games and opportunities and opponents. And New Orleans was like, New Orleans was mentioned a lot. And so was New England. New England and New Orleans were like pounded in to that conversation, along with teams you would expect like Dallas and Kansas City, Tampa Bay. But my goodness, there is the NFL feels some type of way about New Orleans. It's not even that big of a market.
I mean, so I'm looking at their Thursday night slate. They have one, I believe it's one Thursday night game against the Cowboys. Okay. You know, it's Dallas.
It's two, actually, because the week prior they play on Thanksgiving. They play the Bills.
Yeah.
So they get back-to-back Thursday night games. They get the holiday, and then they're back on Thursday night against the Cowboys. Something that stood out to me, because I have a graphic in front of me that has all of the primetime games, and I'm like, wow, the Saints got back-to-back Thursday games? That's never happened. And then I had to remind myself, oh, that's Thanksgiving.
And then they have one Sunday night game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, week 15. I can understand that. You're expecting that being a pretty prominent showcase. Saints at Seahawks and Dolphins at Saints on Monday Night Football. This team got two Monday Night Football games this year.
So that's one of Miami's is against the Saints?
And is one of Miami's two primetime games this year as a 10-6 team with one of the biggest college quarterback stars in recent memory. It's the starting quarterback.
You get to the stage all to yourself in October when you go to London to play the Jags. So you just calm
down, sir. At 9:30 a.m.
Stage is all yours.
It's the 9:30 game.
Stage is all yours.
Is either of the Dolphins' primetime games at home?
They have a Thursday night football game against the Baltimore Ravens, who have beaten the Dolphins the last three times they've played them, 139-16. Yeah.
Well, they got the same amount of home primetime games as the Bills.
Yep. Yeah. It's here's a bone. But then you see, like, even some of the other teams in the five bucket, Pittsburgh. I get why Pittsburgh has a lot of prime times game.
Right.
But the expectations for both New Orleans and Pittsburgh are not particularly high as far as I'm concerned.
What about the 49ers? Why do they get a seat at that table?
Trey Lance, rookie quarterback.
Okay.
Right.
I'd rather watch the Jags. Like you could go through.
If you were, give me the Chargers. You know, Chargers only got three. You know,
right. Put them in the four bucket over the Raiders.
Yeah. So they took the same standardized big market teams, regardless of what they, it feels like they, it was less about what they think the teams are going to be this year. And it was more so like, here's our standard top of the food chain. Give them all the primetime games.
Yeah. It's tough to get a seat at that table, right?
It's impossible.
Especially as a, you know, if you're a team like Miami, like Cleveland, that has historically been below average, it's like to get up there and bump out somebody that's in that five category seems very difficult. Even Buffalo's at four. They didn't get in the five category with the season they had last year.
How does Indianapolis have four?
That's, brother,
it's fair.
How about the Vikings? What are they doing here? Puts them in the four category.
Chicago.
That one I can understand. That market's big enough to where they're going to get primetime games regardless of what they are.
It's been a fluttering offense always, like literally throughout the history of the Chicago Bears, fluttering offense.
Right. You know who's watching those games nonstop besides Bears fans? Masochists. Because it's like watching, pulling teeth, watching the Bears try to play offense the last 2 years.
Oh, my dude. Whatever game I watched of them late in the season last year, it was a primetime game. And I'm just like, I don't think they can get a first down.
Was
like,
it the Minnesota game?
Yeah.
It yes. might have been the game where Green Bay destroyed them on Sunday night.
Just like could not get a damn first down. I felt like I was watching the Tennessee Volunteers.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
How much of this schedule do you think is designed the way that it is because we've added the ability to flex Monday Night Football games? Right, like
certainly helps.
When does that start, though? That's my question.
Week 12 on.
Okay.
They can flex any game into Monday night.
So yeah, a lot of this can change, right?
Are they caking in the idea that, and these are the, I'll just read you guys the week 12 through week 17 Monday night football matchups. Seattle, Washington, Patriots, Bills, Rams, Cardinals, Vikings, Bears, Dolphins, Saints, Browns, Steelers. I look at that schedule, and no offense, Kyle, but your game's the one that I put at the top of the list of getting flexed out.
And it might because of the Saints.
It's not because of you. It's because the Saints aren't very good, and there might be a game of Week 16 with bigger playoff implications. So I said that out loud, and then we did the exercise, and I don't know how many of those games are getting flexed.
Rams-Cardinals might be a bumpable game.
Depends on where the Cardinals are at that point. Yes, I think the same can be said about Seattle and Washington. If Washington isn't what we think they are, then that game could be gone.
And week 17, Browns at Steelers. You know, if Pittsburgh is kind of what our expectations are for a team that's going to be around 500 this year, you know, that may be a game that gets the axe as well. But yes. The only one that I think is a lock to stay is Patriots Bills. Like a lock to stay.
We'll see. I mean, obviously the Patriots are going to be, they were 7-9 with that team last year, right? The Patriots are going to be,
they're going to win 9, 10 games. I think this year
in a 7-team playoff field, the Patriots will be in it. They could be 7-9 last year. Oh boy.
They'll be in it.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and the UFC. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in the game. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
You know what I think helps exacerbate this issue for a distribution perspective? Correct me if I'm wrong, but they put all 32 teams on Thursday Night Football, correct?
I think you just have to have one primetime game. And I think a lot of them get dumped into Thursday Night Football, and that's how you get Texans and Panthers in week three.
And Bengals, Jaguars week four.
At least you get Burrow versus Lawrence in that one, right? Like, so that's interesting.
Can we talk about Thursday Night Football? Because it's my biggest takeaway from the schedule, at least from the primetime slate, is the NFL once again has just, and this goes back to the conversation we had at the beginning, the NFL is just throwing two teams against the wall on Thursday Night Football, and they don't really care. So if you're willing to do it there, why aren't you willing to give more teams primetime games on Sunday and Monday Night Football? Because I got to be honest with you guys, looking at this Thursday night schedule, it's just weird. It's just random. They used to do this thing where they thought divisional matchups were going to be big draws on Thursday night. And then they saw, oh, people don't really care about that. And so then they decided to go down this path of, we'll just put two teams on there. And they really committed to that this year.
That was like the only good Thursday night game. I remember, Chris, I was down at FanRag Studios in like 2016, 2017, and it was the 49ers Rams color rush game when the Rams wore the mustard yellows, and there was like 98 points or something scored in that game, and it was just a track meet running up and down the field. And I remember sitting there watching that with you guys, and we're like, this is the first good Thursday night football game in the history of Thursday night football. This is amazing. And like, yeah, it's just this weird hodgepodge of, like, we already mentioned Broncos at Browns. It's kind of like a meh. Jets at Colts is in there. Patriots at Falcons. Steelers at Vikings. 49ers at Titans week 16. And then like the Panthers, Texans, Bengals, Jaguars matchups. It's like, okay, it's just like the oddity. We're going to try and take two teams from way different markets, a lot of cross-conference games that, like, maybe we'll get some interest from two separate divisions because one of the teams is playing all by themselves. Like, I don't know. But I think what – go ahead, Joe.
I would say that's such a disservice to those teams because you have a short week to prepare against an unfamiliar opponent.
Correct.
Yeah, like,
correct.
Fixing Thursday Night Football has always been a very simple thing. You can only participate on Thursday Night Football if you're coming off a bye. Why is this hard?
I think logistics-wise, that's not going to work. You got Thursday Night Football week two, week 16.
Yeah, but you stop doing it late in the season, right? Isn't there a certain point where Thursday Night Football is over?
There is still Thursday Night Football in week 17 and week 18 now, all right, since we now have a week 17.
Still have it in week one. So I have it in week one.
Then you don't have to take 2 weeks off or three weeks off.
Because the bye week start in week six. So you start Thursday Night Football back up again in week seven.
So
throw some doubleheaders in there. I don't care what you do. Give me two. Here's the second fix. You ready for this? A second bye week.
Or you can do two Monday night, or you could do the Monday Night Football doubleheader, which has always been a home run idea that I have no idea why they're not doing.
Yeah, we didn't get that this year in week one.
Yeah, they replaced it with a week 18 doubleheader on Saturday Night Football, to which I say, why are we not doing both?
Correct.
Joe,
you don't need to have six games playing in the 1 o'clock slot on Sunday every single week.
No, give me better afternoon.
I want to see I want to see as much as possible, right? Yeah, full games. I want to watch the whole thing.
And Joe, to your point about potentially not doing Thursday Night Football from like weeks two through six, that's a really tough sell from a consumer standpoint, because I can see the NFL going, yeah, but we don't want to give it to fans and then take it away. And then they're not accustomed to being there, and they have to check to see when it is. They want NFL fans to be conditioned. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but they want NFL fans to be conditioned at Thursday, Sunday night, Monday night. That's how it works. They want you to know that there's going to be a game during the regular season every Thursday night. Then at the end of the season, they don't really care because there's going to be so many other games on Saturday and holidays and all that stuff. So they're fine with it. But they want you to know appointment TV Thursday, Sunday, Monday.
So I think the way to fix Thursday night is different depending on your definition. Well, no, I'm not going to say that. Joe is making the argument from a quality of play perspective and for the teams and the players. But I think from a consumership perspective, I don't know about you guys, but I really enjoyed what Move the Sticks did on Thursday Night Football broadcast, where they're on Twitch and they're talking about the game from a very different scope and perspective than what the traditional broadcast is. So if that's going to be kind of your oddball matchups and pairings and teams, and the quality of play is going to be compromised because you're on a short week, then you need to get really creative with what you're doing from a broadcast perspective and multiple options for consumership to get into, whether it is Twitch streams or broadcast or on the field noise, kind of like
Nickelodeon.
What college football does with the college football playoff with the coaches' film room and all that kind of shit. That's what they need to be doing with Thursday Night Football.
And MLB does the same thing with some random Sunday Night Baseball games. They will give the normal telecast, and then on either ESPN2 or ESPN+, they will have their Sabermetrics analytics broadcast, which is a totally separate thing that if you want to seek that stuff out and you want that kind of broadcast, you can get that. Why don't we have that here? Why don't we have a gambling-centric broadcast on Thursday
that's
night
fun.
Why
that's
don't we
fun.
Have what Joe, like you brought up, why don't we have a Nickelodeon broadcast? We saw how successful that was.
I liked
how,
it,
and that's how the NFL continues to generate a younger audience.
Yeah,
that stuff. To Kyle's point, I want a coach's room. The NFL Network and all of these broadcasters have all of this pool of talent of ex-players and ex-coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Put your heads together and put on a compelling product to where, again, for the college national championship, I can't tell you how many times I'm flipping through to listen to the coaches talk or to the gambling-related stuff. You got to steer into that. I think they will in time, but yeah, that's the easy way to spice up Thursday Night Football.
I mean, even just you think about from an NFL Network perspective, what Kurt Warner's starting to do with his QB initiative and website. I don't remember exactly what it's called off the top of my head, and that's going to bother me. So Confidential, QB Confidential. I mean, he's literally starting a resource for quarterbacks, and Kurt does stuff with NFL Network. So get a broadcast together where you get Move the Sticks, either DJ or Bucky or both. You put Kurt Warner on there. You put one of these other guys who are former players, whether it's Steve Smith or somebody else, and you talk about the game from a player's perspective and a little bit more nuanced, and like, those are the kind of products we should be seeing experimented with on Thursday Night Football. You want to get good ratings? You're not going to get it by just sticking it on network television on Thursday night. You're going to have to get bigger reach and consumership by reaching people at different points. You know, there's good a streaming base, a network, a television network base, a social media base, and then you pull all those things together, and that's how you're going to grow Thursday Night Football.
Football's soon, guys. Soon. You could taste it, right? Like, still a fair amount of time to kill. But
less than 4 months till the first Sunday of the regular season.
You're starting to feel the hype, though, man. You know, like, the rosters are basically set. Got a schedule. People are planning out their fall right where they're going to go for games. I can't wait.
Joe, where are you going to a game?
Yeah. Looks like it's going to be Bills Texans week 4.
Why,
taking Lorraine.
Why are you picking that game?
Well, we want to go early because Western New York is very cold.
Yes.
And my wife is, dude, she wants to go to a snow game. She doesn't know. She does not know.
Right. You think you want to go to a snow game until you're sitting in the stands getting dumped with snow. I did it at a Cleveland Browns game, and no thank you. I'm
right. Western New York, Blake effect snow, the winds, no. The stadium's literally built into the ground. It's horrible. So we're going early in the season. I want to give her the Bills Mafia experience. She's not had it. And
you're going to put her through a table?
Maybe that'll happen. She's used to the wine and cheese crowd here in Charlotte. You know, it's very much a business affair, you know, that not a very rabid fan base. So
it could be a culture shock here,
brother. You know it. And I think she's going to like it. You know what I mean? Like, I think she's going to go to this and be like, I think this is me. I think I fit here. So it's part of my conversion process. And she's all in. She's excited. We haven't been right to Buffalo together. So I'm excited to do that. And so they had three options. One is week 1 against Pittsburgh, which, I mean, certainly that's not off the table. Then it's week 3 against the Washington football team, which I would be the game I would pick. However, going to a Garth Brooks concert the day before, you know, in Charlotte.
Oh.
So, yeah, And that hey, those tickets are still available for you if you want to sneak down. But
yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm a hard pass on the Garth Brooks concert.
Oh, wow, imagine what a bad choice. So then it just naturally takes us to Bills Texans. So,
well, I think you're strategically also looking for a dub too.
Honestly, that helps, right? You know, I mean, it's not my number one factor in this, but I mean, if there's a game that the Bills should absolutely win, it's Week 4 against Houston.
Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo. I got a little something here.
Okay.
This is a good little bow. I got a point and then a talking point off of this. Jenna Lane, ESPN. She does phenomenal work covering the Bucks. Cheapest seat I'm seeing on Ticketmaster for Bucks at Patriots in Week 4. Any guesses? Single ticket.
I've seen it. I've seen the tweet, so I can't participate.
Joe, Chris, do you have any guess?
It's got to be $1,500 or more.
It's $1,150 for a single ticket. The most expensive seat is $12,000 for the 50-yard line.
So I saw something here. Let me see if I can pull up the statistic because it has to do with this game in particular, and I'm trying to find it here.
While you're looking, I will just leave you guys with this. Have you seen prices for the Raiders games?
Are they insane?
Nobody's ever going to go. Nobody's ever going to go.
Get the bottle service, though, in the one section.
I mean, the cheapest tickets are $800.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible. No, that's too much money.
I was like, oh, Miami's going to Las Vegas week 3. Let me poke around that a little bit and see what that's all about. Cheapest tickets are like $800. Mm. I went to the season opener, and they're like $1,100 for the cheapest tickets in the place.
My God.
So we spent a good portion of the show kind of complaining, I guess, the way the NFL has kind of done things with certain teams. But it's statistics like this that make me think they know exactly what they're doing and we should just kind of go with it. The Bucs-Patriots game in Week 4. Tom Brady, as of this moment, trails Drew Brees by 1,154 yards for the all-time passing yards record.
Oh, boy. Guess what's happening.
So do some math.
Beat it
he could have a chance to beat that record in Foxborough. I think they know what they're doing.
They of course know what they're doing. We're kind of off the cuff reacting as fans.
And we'll watch every single one of them too. All the primetime games.
I'll watch every Thursday night game. I'll watch every Sunday night game. Every Monday night game. I'll watch.
Is it because it's your job or because?
No, it's not. And I think that's the thing that gets lost on a lot of folks, right? Is it's like for so many people, this is like fun for us. This is work, but this is still fun.
Fun as hell, man. Are you kidding me? Now so, it's just an excuse. It's like, sorry, can't do this event. I'm working. Yeah. Got to watch this game.
Got to work. Got to stay in and watch the Saturday night game. Yep.
Can't be there. Arizona's playing against Utah here on this Friday night. Can't make it.
That's going to do it for us today on the show. Hope you guys enjoyed the off-the-cuff reactions to the 2021 schedule release, which, of course, was dropped last night, but at the same time, we got a lot of it throughout the course of the day yesterday as stuff leaked out. And of course, the intros in week one and the London games during the morning yesterday. So kind of a fun process to see, you know, little trickles of information turn onto a full-on fire hose of everything all at once. And we're still sifting through the fine details. And you can bet your ass I'm over at playoffpredictors.com. It wasn't working last night because so many people are a part of the brand, but it's working this morning. I'm halfway through my first run through, and hopefully we can have some fun with some schedule prediction type stuff with you guys here soon. So you're going to want to hit subscribe on the podcast. Make sure you check it out. We are live tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the YouTube channel for a live stream. And then we got one more show this week. So come back and see us tomorrow. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert. Thanks as always for listening.